It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 3-2 to the Edmonton Oilers, 45-21-8, 98 points on the year. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock, right here at home against the Winnipeg Jets. However, the Golden Knights do clinch their spot in the playoffs, seventh time in eight seasons, and we'll get Dan Duva's thoughts on that as we bring things back to the radio booth and bring in Dan Duva, the voice of the Vegas Golden Knights. And you know what, Dan, when you look at this game, obviously the second period and really the final 3 or 4 minutes of the second period, the penalty trouble that happened there, Leon Draisaitl scores the 5-on-3 power play goal, then Victor Arvidsson gets one 2 minutes later. It was that momentum swing that really did kind of change the complexity of the game.
Right, and while the Knights, for much of the first period, were outplaying the Oilers, Gary said it at the time, you're thinking, okay, they've got to take advantage somehow because it's not going to go like this for all that much longer. The Oilers are going to figure it out here, and the Knights could not build upon what was a 1-0 lead, and maybe they should have scored earlier. That early power play, Hyman tripping Aiden Hill behind the Vegas net, and Jack Eichel did hit the crossbar, and how different the game might have been if he had scored there. Watt does score at even strength from Dorofeev after Dorofeev picked Drysdale's pocket in the neutral zone. But then, you know, just with the advantage of possession and the shots, the attempts and everything else, it seemed like the Knights could have done more to build offensively. The Oilers did have a power play in the first period, but no shots during that man advantage. So it was almost like, yeah, you're fortunate to be ahead. I shouldn't say that. You're pleased to be ahead, but you would have liked to have been up by more than just one. And the Oilers, as we had talked about at the time, their strongest period is their second. We talk about how the Knights are so good in the third. Well, the Oilers' best period is their second, and they scored three times. Wallman's first as an Oiler, I think, set the tone a little bit there. And then, you know, the Smith at Carlson-Olofsson line, they were very close on several occasions tonight. They just couldn't quite click. Each of them had opportunities, and most notably at 3:38. Smith to Carlson in front had seemingly an open net, but he couldn't get the puck from his skate to a stick, and it went right into the pads of the goaltender Pickard. So there are a lot of close calls today. Then later on, we talked about the Knights' opportunity where Wah hits the post and then Dorofeev misses the rebound. You know, there were those moments today, but you said it before, Ryan, like that stretch in the second period, a couple of penalties in quick succession, which never happens to this team. As I have said how many times now, it just never happens. It's almost like the referees didn't get the memo tonight that the Golden Knights don't ever take penalties, and here they were whistled for four. One of them was automatic because of the failed challenge, while the Knights' power play only got one look. That doesn't happen too often, where an opponent gets four and Vegas only gets one, et cetera, et cetera. Those are just the numbers as much as it is an observation. And, they were not at their best in the second period, and the Oilers are too good. And they did capitalize where the Knights could not.
Now, despite the loss in this one to the Edmonton Oilers, the Golden Knights do punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs by virtue of the Utah Hockey Club defeating the Calgary Flames. The Golden Knights officially in the postseason, and, you know, it's hard sometimes, I think, to recognize just how nice of an achievement that is, how much of an achievement it is when you are used to an organization like the Golden Knights are of winning every year, of getting to the playoffs every year. 7 out of 8 seasons, they've done it.
And Ryan, if I could interrupt you, it sounds like Bruce is just coming to the podium now.
All right, let's go down to Bruce Cassidy.
The puck, and seemed like they blew the whistle a little early, and then on the Arvidsson goal, they gave a little leeway, it seemed.
I think they're in better position than the Skinner, the Pickard one. I don't think they're in position to see the puck and then end up losing sight of it, not sure where it is by then. The whistle should have went. It's under his pad, right? Like that's what should have happened there, and there'd be no need to challenge. There'd be no need for anything. It's face off, but they didn't blow the whistle, so we challenged it. The game clearly wasn't going our way. Thought we might get the call there. We wouldn't have challenged it. It was still way too early for a hope play. So a little disappointed the way the whole thing worked out. That's the call. You move on. I thought we responded better after that. We killed the penalty, started to play better.
You guys clinched a playoff spot 7 out of 8 years for the organization. That's 3 straight years for you. Just what does it say about the team and the organization?
Well, for the continuity, it's a credit to everyone up top, right? They've put a great product on the ice every year. And I just feel like in the organization, people have done their jobs for the most part. They missed 1 year, but I know it was the year before I got here, so still paying attention, but there was a lot of injuries, a lot of adversity, and they missed by, what, a point or two? So, you know, you're still right there. So they've identified talent. The talent is produced on the ice. The players have played well. I think the coaches have been here have all done a good job with the players. So that's a product of a little bit of everything, right? People behind the scenes, people at the forefront. 3 years in a row, well, that's our objective here. I think, you know, this team is, to me, a playoff team and should be in the playoffs. So we're going to, you know, be happy we're in, but that's not our ultimate goal, right? Nor should it be. So especially a night like tonight, we'd rather done it with a win. So tomorrow we'll appreciate that. I mean, it's 74 games of hard work to get there. So it didn't happen overnight. The guys should be proud because it doesn't happen every year. There's teams that are close and miss, so it's not automatic. But our expectation is we'll be there and compete for the cup, and I'd like to think this year will be, you know, the year where we'll do that.
Paul and Dom.
Hey, Bruce. Paul Little Santos, NHL.com. What makes Nick Waugh a good fit on the Saad-Dorfeev line? Because that line is just, you know, those two, Saad and Dorfeev, have been playing really well. What makes him a good fit in the Hurdle?
Well, you know, he's got some similarities to Hurdle, so I'll use that as a comparison because, you know, that line was going really well. It's not always easy to pinpoint, like, a lot of times you go through lines, you think something might work and it doesn't, and all of a sudden they get thrown together and they just read off each other well. So there's a little bit of that. Chemistry develops through the players that just see the game with each other or communicate better with certain players. So I think Nick is a big body that likes to carry the puck through the neutral zone in the middle of the ice. He's not an outside speed guy, so the two wingers are basically playing with a center that's similar to that does play inside the dots a lot. And then we'll kick out pucks at the right time. They have a down-low game. I think that Nick's always been good below the circles. That's always been kind of his calling card here. Not saying he's not good on the rush, but it's been more offensively tilted with puck possession down low because he's long and he can hang on to it, the willingness to hang on to it. So I think that's probably the biggest reason. Those guys are both going well, too. So it's a little bit of Nick just, hey, you know, he's been here all year. He's watched what Thomas has done and try to bring a little bit of that but still playing to his strengths. So I think that's the biggest reason.
Hey, Bruce, in the back, Dominic Laval with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. With 8 games left, you already clinched a playoff spot. Just, I wonder what some things you've seen your team do that you want them to improve on down the stretch heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, we've been going pretty well. So today, if you look at today, we didn't play for 20 minutes in the second. It caught us, right? It caught up to us. If we could have just had a B game, right? We talked about this a lot. There's A and B games. I liked our start. First period was good. We get ourselves in some penalty trouble. And you have to weather the storm against good teams. You know, one goal can't become two or three, right? And that's what I think happened earlier in the year where we got ourselves in trouble. We fixed that. Today we didn't get out of the second period well enough. And so that's the learning for today. The third period, we got back to our game, played better, got a greasy goal by going to the net. So some of those things you do to get out of those stretches of periods, we didn't do well enough. We mismanaged pucks almost the entire period, including the third goal, that if we make a stronger play on the breakout, we're probably not talking about a challenge or whatever. So it's on us to be better there. But that's what happened in the second period. We weren't clean with the puck. We didn't accept what was in front of us. We allowed Edmonton to get to their game, find their game, and transition against us. We just spent way too much time on our own end.
Last one, Ken. Ken here, Brent.
Ken Bulkey, Sinman.Vegas. How did you think the Eichel line did against Dreisaitl and company?
It wasn't their best tonight for Jack and Stoney and Barbie. Just wasn't their night. I liked them at the end, obviously. They had a good push. I mean, they want to make a difference every night. Tonight they weren't able to do that as much as they normally will. They weren't matched up against Dreisaitl all night. We used different people. I think the first goal, they were out there with it, but trying to think of that. That's a D-zone coverage, right? It got rotated around. We're a little late rotating, and it was a good shot. Shot from the outside, again, that we will give up at times with too much time. So that's how I thought they were, but they certainly weren't the reason, you know, we didn't come out with points. There was a lot of different things that happened tonight, and that's the way I saw it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after tonight's 3-2 loss to the Edmonton Oilers. But as we mentioned, the Golden Knights did punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And a reminder to you, single game playoff tickets will be available beginning Friday, April 4th at 10 a.m. So if you are looking at the Golden Knights, you're looking at the playoffs, you want to go Friday, April 4th, 10 a.m. That is when single game playoff tickets will be available for purchase. So circle that on your calendar, Friday, April 4th, single game playoff tickets. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
The Golden Knights scored in the first period tonight, so make sure you have the McDonald's app downloaded to redeem your free French fries of any size at your local McDonald's tomorrow. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 3-2 to the Edmonton Oilers. Vegas 45-21-8. 98 points on the year next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock against the Winnipeg Jets. Six-game win streak comes to an end for the Vegas Golden Knights in this game tonight. However, the Golden Knights do punch their ticket to the postseason. Seventh time in 8 seasons, the Vegas Golden Knights are playoff bound. And now you turn your attention, if you're the Vegas Golden Knights, to getting right back into the win column on Thursday against Winnipeg and shooting for the division title. We'll do a full breakdown of where things stand in the Pacific Division in just a little bit on the program. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. No Alex Pietrangelo in this game. No Tomas Hertl in this game. The update on Hertl, not expected to play this week. Looking at getting kind of an update early next week, that's really where things stand with him. Alex Pietrangelo did participate in practice yesterday, was off the ice today, maintenance, so we'll kind of see when Pietrangelo is available and healthy for the Vegas Golden Knights. And Ilya Samsonov also out day-to-day with an upper body injury. Samsonov did not back up tonight. It was Akira Schmid backing up Aiden Hill. So Tomas Hertl, no update, likely coming until early next week. Alex Pietrangelo, will see if he's an option available for Thursday or if it's going to be a little bit further into the future. And no real timetable right now on Samsonov outside of day to day. Take a look at the highlights in this game. We go back to the first period, and we were looking for a really strong start from the Golden Knights. They delivered by opening the scoring early in the first period on a rocket from Nick Waugh.
He loses the puck. In come the Knights on the right. In front, score! Nicholas Waugh from Pavel Dorofeev, and the Knights take a 1-0 lead. A neutral zone takeaway from Dreisaitl, and the Knights' counterattack proves right on the money.
12th goal of the year for Nick Waugh from Pavel Dorofeev. 4:34 of the first period, made it 1-0 Vegas. So we'd head to the second period. The Golden Knights up by one. You were looking for more of the same from the Golden Knights in the second period, but it took the Oilers just 19 seconds into the second period to tie the game on a blistering slap shot from Jake Walman.
Bouchard high on the right, slides it to the middle on Colson, left for Walman. Slap shot, he scores! Jake Walman fires from the left side, and it's a 1-1 tie 19 seconds into the second period.
Seventh goal of the year for Jake Walman from Vasily Podkolzin and Evan Bouchard. 19 seconds of the second period tied the game at one. Then later on in the period, the Golden Knights got into penalty trouble. There was a 5-on-3 for the Edmonton Oilers, and Leon Draisaitl took advantage, scoring on the two-man advantage.
Up top, Bouchard. Ready, walks right, passes left. Nugent Hopkins, beating right, score! Perfectly designed and executed, and the Oilers take a 2-1 lead. A 5-on-3 power play goal, Leon Draisaitl.
Power play goal for Leon Draisaitl. 52nd goal of the year for him from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Evan Bouchard. 16:03 the second period, made it 2-1 Edmonton. And then the Oilers extended their lead 2 minutes later when Victor Arvidsson poked the puck by Aiden Hill.
Kapanen centered, big stop Hill, loose puck on Arvidsson, where's the puck now, they say it's in. Hill saying no, it should be waved off. Hill incredulous, gesticulating to the referee.
It appears as though Victor Arvidsson has scored, shoveling it through at the left post. 3-1 Edmonton with 1:37 to go in the second period.
12th goal of the year for Victor Arvidsson from Kasperi Kapanen and Adam Henrique, 18:20 of the second period, made it 3-1 Edmonton. You heard Bruce Cassidy, his comments on it. The Golden Knights challenged for goalie interference. That was unsuccessful. Felt that the whistle should have gone. Aiden Hill makes the initial save on Victor Arvidsson. Puck is under his pads, and Arvidsson pokes not once, not twice, but three times to get that one to go through Aiden Hill. Wasn't to be. Goal is upheld, and we go to the third period. The Edmonton Oilers with a two-goal lead on the Vegas Golden Knights, and the Golden Knights made it a one-goal game early in the third as Pavel Dorofeev's floater from the point hit the back of the net.
Korzak with Dorofeev switching spots. Score from outside! Dorofeev! Traffic in front, and the Knights are back within a goal. Pavel Dorofeev, who assisted on the Knights' first goal, now scores one himself. 32nd goal of the season for Pavel Dorofeev.
32nd goal of the year for Pavel Dorofeev from Kaiden Korzak and Nicholas Waugh. 2:35 of the third period made it 3-2 Edmonton, and the Golden Knights did have a strong push in the third period. Nick Waugh hit a post. Pavel Dorofeev had another look, and he put one wide. There were chances for Jack Eichel. There were chances galore for the Vegas Golden Knights, but they were unable to find the equalizer, even with Aiden Hill on the bench for the extra attacker, and all that was left in this game was the final call.
Around for Eichel, 10 seconds. Eichel at the left wall, to the middle. Carlson's drive, stick check, goes to the corner. Knocked up the wall, 5 seconds. Theodore reaching, can't get a shot away. Clock at one, and that'll do it. The Oilers hold on and defeat the Golden Knights 3-2.
There you have it, 3-2 the final. The Edmonton Oilers defeat the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas falls to 45-21-8 for 98 points on the year. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock at home against the Winnipeg Jets. But as we've mentioned a couple of times, and it's worth repeating because it is an accomplishment, the Golden Knights have punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are in. They are in for a 7th time in 8 seasons. And single-game playoff tickets will be available beginning Friday, April 4th at 10 a.m. So if you want to see the Golden Knights in the playoffs, be ready to go. Friday, April 4th, 10 a.m. That's when single-game playoff tickets will go on sale for the Vegas Golden Knights. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
The Locker Room Jackpot, presented by Nokfee Injury Law, is an exclusive sweepstakes offering 14 lucky fans the opportunity of a lifetime, the chance to bring home select pieces of memorabilia from a randomly selected VGK player's locker. It's an unforgettable experience for the biggest Golden Knights fans. Enter at vgk.io/Nokvi. That's vgk.io/Nokvi. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights fall 3-2 to the Edmonton Oilers. Vegas 45-21-8, 98 points on the year. Next in action Thursday, 7 o'clock against the Winnipeg Jets. Speaking of the Winnipeg Jets, they were in Los Angeles today. That game went just about going to go final. L.A. 4, Winnipeg 1. So it looks like the Kings are going to hold on to win that game. So the outlook right now for the Pacific Division is tighter now than it was at the beginning of the day for the Vegas Golden Knights. It would have been an opportunity to put 11 points between themselves and the Edmonton Oilers. However, with the regulation win for Edmonton, they are now just 7 points back of the Vegas Golden Knights with 8 games remaining. It's not insurmountable. It would have been if the Golden Knights would have been able to pull off a win in this one tonight. But the Edmonton Oilers, 7 points back of Vegas with just 8 games remaining. The Los Angeles Kings, should they hold on, will bump up to 93 points. So they'll be just 5 points back of the Vegas Golden Knights. Again, all of those teams, 8 games remaining. So for the Golden Knights, top spot in the Pacific Division, still in their grasp. They control their own destiny. However, this one does feel like a bit of a setback just in terms of being able to eliminate, for all intents and purposes, the Edmonton Oilers. However, that being said, I do want to check in on the text line. 702-876-1340 is the number. 702-876-1340. Text line is always open for you. You know, I think you look at the first period and the third period, the Golden Knights, I'd make the argument we're the better team than the Edmonton Oilers. But the second period was certainly where the issue arose for the Vegas Golden Knights. And, it started 19 seconds in on Jake Walman's goal. Like, for the Golden Knights, they had opportunities to clear that puck out, just make a harder play, a stronger play on the puck. And, you know, it doesn't happen, and that sets the tone, as Dan Duva was talking about. You know, and Tony's talking about the second period, Blues returning. Sloppy play, missed opportunity to put the Oilers on their heels going into the playoffs. Like, I'm not worried about that. I think that it was a missed opportunity for the Golden Knights early on in the game when they had all the momentum in the first period. Out shooting a team 10-4, ideally you're not up by just a goal going into the second period. I think the Golden Knights had plenty of chances, really quality looks in that first period. And, you know, it's interesting because we've talked about how dominant the Golden Knights' power play has been. And one of the most impressive aspects of the Golden Knights' power play of late has been their ability to score despite not getting many opportunities on the power play. They're on their heel, or they're on their toes every single time they have the man advantage, because they don't know if the one opportunity they get is going to be the only opportunity that they get in the game. And even though it took Vegas a little bit of time, 45, 50 seconds to kind of get into the zone, establish that zone time, they had three really good looks. Jack Eichel rings one off the post, another look for Jack Eichel, as well as one for Pavel Dorofeev. And they just couldn't kind of take advantage of that early power play and use that to springboard into two or three goals. And you heard from Bruce Cassidy, he said, you know, the momentum swings that can happen when you're not on your game, when you're not dialed in for a period of time, so often, at least on the six-game win streak, one goal didn't become two or three against for the Golden Knights. That's what happened in the second period. That's ultimately what lost them the game. And it's another reminder that, you know, as you get closer and closer to the postseason now, officially in, you can't have those pockets and those periods where games get away from you when momentum swings to the other side. So it's a good lesson for the Golden Knights to learn. It's a timely lesson for the Golden Knights to learn, and we'll see what they're able to kind of carry with them into this game on Thursday against the Winnipeg Jets. We're back to wrap it up next on the VGK Postgame Show. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the VGK postgame show, the Golden Knights fall 3-2 to the Edmonton Oilers. However, the Golden Knights do clinch a spot in the playoffs. The Utah Hockey Club defeated the Calgary Flames 3-1. And in essence, that punches the ticket for the Vegas Golden Knights into the postseason. Vegas still has the opportunity to clinch their third 100-point season, and again in control of their own destiny when it comes to winning the Pacific Division. They're 5 points up on LA and 7 points up on the Edmonton Oilers. Again, checking in on the text line, Steven says happy with the playoff clinch, however not the time to be losing games. I'm just going to stop you there in terms of the text, Steven. I don't think anyone expected, at least I didn't expect, the Golden Knights to finish the season 15-0 or on a 15-game win streak. I just don't think that that's realistic, especially when you consider you've got Winnipeg, you've got Colorado, you've got teams in Calgary and Vancouver that, you know, maybe more so Calgary than Vancouver, are still playing for their playoff lives. Plus, it's really hard to win 15 games in a row. So you're going to drop games. It's going to happen. This is one you don't want to drop because it's the Edmonton Oilers and they're chasing you. But at the end of the day, a setback when you've won 6 games in a row is not the end of the world. You go on to say the Pacific Division is far from being claimed. Poor games put home ice in jeopardy. I don't think that's the case. Now, I believe the Golden Knights are going to be just fine. I believe they're going to do their fair share of winning over the final eight games, and I do think that they will have home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. I don't think it's time, again, after the team's coming off of a six-game win streak, to think that the wheels are going to fall off anytime soon because they had one bad stretch in the second period and dropped a game. Just my opinion, just my thought. I'll see how things go when we open up the phone lines here in just a moment. That's going to do it for us here on the VGK postgame show. Extended postgame show, your phone calls, that's coming up next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show, where the station's staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
It's the extended postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas. Golden Knights fall 3-2 to the Edmonton Oilers. Golden Knights do punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs, though the Utah Hockey Club defeat the Calgary Flames. In so doing, that clinches a playoff spot for the Vegas Golden Knights. The 2 points that they needed were made up in that game, and obviously it's an accomplishment for the Vegas Golden Knights, now playoff bound in 7 of 8 seasons. It's a remarkable accomplishment. We would be remiss if we don't mention that right off the top. Yeah, it's not ideal to clinch a spot when you don't win the game on the day that you clinch, but the fact of the matter is it's not an easy feat in the National Hockey League to make the postseason. There are teams that go through stretches where they just do not find any postseason opportunities or success, and the Vegas Golden Knights are now going back to the playoffs. They're a playoff team once again, and the first box is checked. Now it's on to the next goal, and that is to win the division, and then ultimately to win in the playoffs when it matters the most. 702-876-1340 is the number, 702-876-1340. I'm interested to see where things go in terms of the phone calls, but I want to hear from you. If you're at the game, I'd love to hear from you. If you have strong opinions about anything in this game, and based on the text line, I'm seeing a lot in terms of the penalties that were and weren't called. Pick up the phone, dial the number. We have lines open, 702-876-1340. I'd love to hear from you. Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, listen, folks, if you're worried about a loss at this time of year when you've already clinched a playoff spot, stop that, because that's crazy. That's just crazy talk. We've got to concentrate on later in April and then into May and so on and so on and so on. But, you know, it's a comfort to know that original six teams like Chicago, Boston, Detroit, they'll be sitting home this April for most of the month and on beyond. You know, we won't, and we haven't, and it's just such an amazing thing to be a Knights fan. And I don't think this is a time to really reflect on it. Having said that, you were 100% right. When you have a team down and on the ropes like we did in the first period, you've got to step on them. And I would agree with you 100%. That's where the game was lost, more or less.
Yeah. I agree with your agreement of my statement, yes.
Yeah, you have to. And especially a good team, especially in the playoffs, do not let opportunities pass you by. Mm-hmm. What happened was is that Chris Knobloch, who isn't half the coach of Bruce Cassidy, told his team, look at the scoreboard. You're down one goal, and we didn't play well at all. We played terrible. So come on out in the second period and get the job done, and look what they did. So, you know, you can't blame referees. You've got to realize that you can't let opportunities slip by, By the same token, did you hear any whistle when the puck was being laid on by Adin Hill?
No.
So the old saying happens again, and it's in every sport. You play to the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Do I
believe it should have been whistled dead? Yes.
Oh yeah.
But there wasn't a whistle. So
okay. You know. I just wanted to be sure I didn't miss something.
Yeah. No, there wasn't a whistle.
So again, if you're going to play by the spirit of the rules as they are, you play to the whistle, and whatever happens before it is going to count. And I was yelling at the screen because I said, don't challenge that. Don't you dare challenge that because you're not going to win. I think even Coach Cassidy said it wasn't a time to panic, and it wasn't. And I think the challenge was the big mistake. But whatever, I'll give Rakowski a mulligan on that one.
Yeah,
it's great to be a Knights fan. What else can I say? And whether what happens against Winnipeg, whatever happens, don't fret, folks. We still have to play another week.
All right, great stuff, Mike. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I didn't have an issue with the challenge. More than anything, it kind of served as a pseudo timeout for the Golden Knights, and they had a strong penalty kill on the back half of it, so I didn't mind it. But yeah, the issue is that the referee didn't blow the whistle dead when he should have blown the whistle dead. That's the problem with the play, not so much that it's goaltender interference. It's just that the whistle should have gone at least a second before Victor Arvidsson's third poke at that puck underneath Adin Hill. 702-876-1340 is the number. I'd love to hear from you. Dial the number. We've got lines open. We'll go back out to the phone lines, bring in Keith. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, just coming back home from the game. And, it was one of those situations tonight, too, that initially it seemed like in the first period that the Knights had a little bit of trouble at face-offs. Mm-hmm. and then in turn getting control. And it just was... And also the first period and the second period just seemed so sluggish. There were so many icings and timeouts and offsides that there really wasn't much of a flow to the game. Is it just me, or did you see that as well?
I didn't see it in the first period. It did feel sleepy for stretches in the second period, just not a lot of energy, not a lot of... I guess pace is probably the right word that I'd
You're
use.
Right. That is the right word, pace-wise.
Yeah,
it was just kind of almost, I hate to say, going through the motions.
I don't know. Yeah, there just wasn't much pace in the second period. Now, the Oilers had the puck in the offensive zone quite a bit, but there
Agreed.
Really wasn't much pace from the Vegas Golden Knights in the second. I would argue that there was in the first. I thought they were good in the first period. To your point about face-offs, they were 38% in that opening frame, the Vegas Golden Knights. So, you know, when you're starting that infrequently with the puck, you have to put forth a lot of energy to just get it back. They did. But, you know, at the end of the day, you want to be closer to 50% or as close to 50% as you can be, if not over it, to start with the puck a little bit more and have a little bit in terms of easier possession time for the Golden Knights.
Yeah, and it was, you know, and then conversely, the third period was mm-hmm. the complete antithesis of the second period.
Yeah,
that what did it go like 4.5 minutes without a whistle?
Yeah,
and
for sure, a lot of flow in that third.
Yeah, but you know, playoffs are qualified for the playoffs, so that's a great thing, and now we just gotta. I regroup, and it'll be interesting to see how the team bounce back against Winnipeg on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Keith. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. You bet.
Yeah, I think they'll be good against the Winnipeg Jets. I think they were good for 40 minutes in this one against the Edmonton Oilers, but you know, a poor second period and really a poor stretch the final 4.5-5 minutes of the period was ultimately what swung the game in the favor of the Edmonton Oilers. And sometimes that happens. Good teams find a way to take advantage of those opportunities like the Oilers did. And for the Golden Knights, it's an opportunity. It's a learning moment. as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, that when you've got a team on the ropes, you got to finish the job. Or when you have that momentum swinging the opposite way, you've got to find a way to end it earlier than what happened with the Golden Knights in the second period. 702-876-1340, that's the number. We'll go back out to the phone lines, bring in Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm good.
So, awesome to be locked into the playoffs. Don't love to get in off of another team's loss, but it doesn't really matter how you get there as long as you get there, right?
Yeah, I mean, if Calgary didn't, you know, if Calgary had won today and the Golden Knights had to wait until, you know, Thursday to clinch or whatever the case, they were going to do it at some point. It was a foregone conclusion, so it is what it is. Now you can check the box off and move on to the next goal, and that's winning the division.
Yeah, and I don't like losing at all. I really don't like losing to the Oilers, but I don't think it'll be the worst thing in the world to have this recent loss in the back of their minds, because most likely at some point during the playoffs we are going to play the Oilers, and if there's a team that the Knights step up when it's time to play against in the playoffs, it is definitely the Oilers.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that one, Stephanie, and thank you for the call. Obviously, one of the Golden Knights' best series was in 2023 against the Edmonton Oilers, where they win that series. Aiden Hill comes off the bench and into the fire, and the rest is history. And the Golden Knights win that series en route to a Stanley Cup championship, looking to do it again, as again, they have qualified for the Stanley Cup playoffs. 702-876-1340. We have lines open. Love to hear from you. If you were at the game, pick up the phone, dial the number, and let's talk about a 3-2 loss to the Edmonton Oilers. Let's go out to the phone lines and bring in Rita. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
Not worth a damn, thank you. This game just really pissed me off. And by God, our team, when they come in on Thursday, they better be just as pissed as me. Because I know when they're pissed what they can do, but by God, they didn't do it tonight. That second period. And by the way, and I know you're going to say no, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm guessing all the refs were Canadian, because that's the only way they're going to get a damn cup up there.
Oh, boy.
Love you, love you, Ryan. See you later.
Thank you, Rita. I don't think there was a conspiracy or anything like that in terms of the refereeing in the game today. I think that it's a fast game, and sometimes things happen. I didn't like the call on Braden McNabb. I thought it was a stick check. To be honest, that's the one that put the Golden Knights on a 5-on-3 disadvantage. Certainly, I didn't like the late whistle on the Victor Arvidsson goal. But again, you know, you can't look at that and say it's the only difference in the game, because the Golden Knights had looks. They hit two posts. They, you know, were the better team over the first 20 minutes, but only had a one-goal lead going into the second period. And so often this year, especially in this building, when the Golden Knights have a period like they did in the first, you're looking at a 2-3-goal lead going into that second period. So, you know, referees are certainly a talking point coming out of this one. Not so much for me. A couple things I didn't like, but, you know, at the end of the day, Golden Knights had their chances in this one. We'll take a break. Come back with more of your phone calls next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Extended post-game show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 3-2 the final. The Edmonton Oilers defeat the Vegas Golden Knights, halt their six-game win streak. But the Golden Knights do punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are officially in as the Calgary Flames fall 3-1 to the Utah Hockey Club. That gave the Golden Knights the 2 points they needed, they were looking for. And for the seventh time in 8 seasons, the Vegas Golden Knights will take part in the Stanley Cup playoffs. 702-876-1340 is the number. 702-876-1340. There's lots of avenues we can explore in the post-game show. If you were at the game, I'd love to hear from you. Talk about the atmosphere. Talk about the penalties. Talk about the Golden Knights in their push in the third period. I'd love to hear from you if you're at the game. Pick up the phone, dial the number 702-876-1340. We go back out to the phone lines, bring in Zach. Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Good, Ryan. How about you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll say my piece, and then I'll, you know, listen to what you have to say. But speaking of playoffs, obviously excited to be back in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I was at the game, and my seat is right in front of the party deck, which, from what I could tell, was full of Oilers fans, and they are a loud group of people, very boisterous. But I would like to compliment the – I know a lot of people don't love the current playoff format, but I think it's great because I think that this divisional – matchup is what makes the Vegas-Edmonton rivalry so good, because these teams have been so good in their division. You know that there's a likely chance that Vegas and Edmonton could meet up in a second round matchup. And so whilst I was very annoyed by all of the Let's Go Oilers chants happening very loudly right behind me, I feel like it was a really good experience. And I just think it's having a divisional format, I think, is really great. It focuses a lot on the teams that you play the most and puts that rivalry kind of at the forefront. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks so much, Zach, for the call. I'm with you. Now, there are just a couple of things that frustrate me about the divisional format, and it's really only when you have an even split in terms of Pacific Division teams and Central Division teams, or Atlantic and Metro. And what I mean by that is when you've got the two wild card spots, if you have 4-4 from each division, I just want to see one play four and two play three. But because the wild card exists, you can have crossover when you're trying to create these divisional matchups. I understand that's what it is. It's fine. That's the only complaint that I have with it. To me, if you want to go full divisional, and the NHL is inclined to want that to be the case, you got to just do 1-4 in each division. That's who makes the playoffs. And as much as it might be unfair at times because you play in a more difficult division or whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter to me so much, because I just want to see those playoff matchups, those familiar matchups, those rivalry situations come about more often than they do, even with this divisional format. But to your point, every year around this time, the discussion point comes up in the National Hockey League. Do you need to go back to the 1-8 matchup? At this point, I don't think you do. But I would love to see purely divisional matchups. And if you are looking at wild card or possibly even at some point expanding the playoffs, then it's real simple. 4-5 in each division play each other in a wild card matchup or something like that. And then you get into 1-4, 2-3. That's an easy way to kind of keep the divisional thing alive while not having the crossover that you usually get with the wild card. Take a break. Wrap it up next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Postgame Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the Extended Postgame Show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 3-2 the final. The Edmonton Oilers defeat the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas 45-21-8, 98 points on the year. We'll look to get right back in the win column Thursday, 7 o'clock, against the Winnipeg Jets. But for the Golden Knights, they do have some good news, positive news. At the end of the night, they have clinched a spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Calgary Flames dropped their game against the Utah Hockey Club. Therefore, Vegas do punch their ticket into the postseason. Single-game playoff tickets will be available beginning Friday, April 4th at 10 a.m. So keep that in mind. If you're a Golden Knights fan, you want to watch Golden Knights playoff hockey, be ready to go Friday, April 4th at 10 a.m. to buy your single-game playoff tickets, because the Golden Knights, for the seventh time in 8 seasons, are playoff-bound. That's going to do it for us here on the Extended Postgame Show. Thanks to Bobby Machado back in the studio, keeping us on the air, making sure everything sounds great. And thanks to you, our listeners, our callers, our texters. It is your postgame show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls, your texts, and your input. Until Thursday, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the extended Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.